Welcome back. We Watch, We Collect, a baseball podcast presented by Believe Podcast Network. The World Baseball Classic is done. Japan are World Baseball Classic champions. Congratulations to them. What an epic game. What an epic run, going undefeated the entire way, ultimately finishing off the United States in a 3-2 win with Ohtani striking out Mike Trout as the final out in the top of the ninth inning. Just finished watching that game. I'll go over the game a little bit later, but for starters, let's start from, I guess, when this whole just thing just started going on. Like, this World Baseball Classic was just a huge eventful of spoiledness for baseball fans in general. This World Baseball Classic was just the I don't know if it's like what baseball needed or if it was what fans needed, if it was what the countries needed, not just the U.S. but everywhere else. Like, I don't know what it was, but just this World Baseball Classic alone was just on a whole other level. Like, it'll be hard to come up to a few fans, like a little bit older fans, like my age or older, or even a little bit younger, and be like, hey, what happened in 2017? I don't know. I don't remember. Adam Jones robbery, and then that's it. Like, okay. But now, this World Baseball Classic is filled with moments. Maybe, I don't know, it's the recency bias thing, because you actually can remember and pull up, you know, like, video clips and tweets and Instagram posts and things like that. Maybe back in 2017, it wasn't as popular to repost and whatnot, but hey, it's the name of the game. Social media is a thing now. Maybe that's why this World Baseball Classic was so huge, or it was because MLB was just going through a weird time with the lockout, the 2020. And you know, maybe World Baseball Classic is what was needed in baseball in general, because Japan wasn't playing, Korea wasn't playing for the longest time, other countries weren't allowed to leave, players weren't allowed to leave, so now that the World Baseball Classic happened, players were able to join their countries again, or for the first time. Same thing with USA players being able to represent, and the fact that we had certain players represent in the U.S., I gotta slow down. I'm rambling on and on and on, and I can honestly go on and on and on. But World Baseball Classic is done. Team Japan beat USA 3-2 final. What a great game. What a great moment. What a great tournament. Pool play all together. But we gotta start with just, I don't know, not from the beginning, because obviously games have already been going on and stuff, but just, I guess, from the USA versus Venezuela game, that one, and then Cuba just didn't stand a chance. But it was just that USA Venezuela game where just Trey Turner was just went full God mode with that grand slam, go ahead grand slam that we ended up winning. Like, that game, I watched that. For starters, I watched every single game from the semifinals to the finals. I watched them all. I watched the Japan Mexico game. I watched the USA Venezuela, USA Cuba game, and then ultimately the one tonight, USA Japan. I watched them all. But seeing these guys just go off, and I'm speaking on Trey Turner. Trey Turner was just amazing, and like it goes to show, like, no matter where ever that dude was in the lineup, that dude was just hitting bombs, and it showed again tonight. He was hitting six tonight, and he still hit a homer. Granted, USA lost, whatever, but still, like, it was crazy, which actually got me kind of, like, puzzled that he was actually hitting ninth, because Mark DeRosa was on the Chris Rose rotation, and Rose had asked him, he's like, well, how are you going to fix the lineup? Are you going to, like, how are guys going to feel, like, where they're hitting? And Mark DeRosa had told him, he's like, how would you feel if you're making $300 million and you're hitting ninth? But then ultimately he put Trey Turner in the nine hole. Like, I don't understand. It worked. It did work. Trey Turner didn't look phased on it at all. He was the best hitter in Team USA altogether, so it didn't matter. But I was like, okay, like, you go on and say that before the tournament start, and then you're still hitting them ninth. But whatever. That's neither here nor there anyways. Tournament's over, didn't do anything anyways, because he still hit like a monster during the whole thing. So either way, I don't want to go over every game individually. I just want to talk about the whole dynamic, the whole feeling of it, basically. Little bits and pieces from different games, but ultimately just most amazing games to watch in general. I do watch a little bit of the World Cup, but only USA games. And the difference is, I love baseball. Like, you're listening, you love baseball. Whoever is listening, like, we love baseball. So it hits more. Like, it hits differently. That's like a whole saying. It hits differently because it did. It's like watching the World Cup, but it's baseball. And I don't know, like, maybe it's because I know a lot of the players that are playing, not just in the U.S., but in different countries. Like, I know them. I've seen them play. A lot of players I didn't know, I kind of had to look up, like, who the hell are you? But in reality, it was just the most amazing games to watch, where everyone is cheering for one or multiple countries. Like, me, like, yeah, like, when Japan was playing Mexico, I was ultimately going for Japan. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie about it. I wanted Japan to win. I didn't want Mexico to win. I didn't want a rematch because oh, God, I just didn't want that rematch. But either way, no matter what, I was rooting for teams. Like, I was rooting for the DR. Like, and then I'm also, speaking of the DR, I am going to go over a little bit of, like, what this does to people who kind of have high expectations. But anyway, but yeah, like, I was rooting for the DR. Like, I wanted Puerto Rico to go further. I wanted them to beat Mexico, but of course they lost. But I wanted Yadier Molina to win. Like, it was in his heart to win this thing. Like, he was so fixed on winning as a player manager. Like, I was rooting for these countries, like certain countries. Like, I give a shit about, you know, like Canada or Great Britain or Czech Republic and China and things like that. I can care, but like those big countries that live and breathe baseball, that breed baseball players, I'm rooting for those countries. But then at the end of the day, of course, I'm rooting for my country, USA. But it was just great seeing everybody come together, unite, not just like in the social media thing. Of course, that's where everyone is seeing it. But like the fact that just, you know, that all these other countries are watching, whether they have a social media platform account or whatever, you know that they're watching. They're watching because they're going to support their country. Like, yeah, like, I'm annoyed that Mexico fans are watching. They probably don't know a damn thing about baseball. But I love that they're watching the sport that I love. Like, I love all that. Like, they're not a huge baseball country, but next to soccer, I would put baseball number two, you know, along with a couple of other countries. But like in the DR, Puerto Rico, Cuba, I would put baseball number one, and then soccer number two. Japan, I put baseball number one, other Olympic sports number two, because they're just good at everything for some reason. USA, I, of course, you put football one. I would put baseball two, and then basketball three. Other countries, I don't know, put wherever you want. But like it either way, it comes down to like everyone who's watching one sport, rooting for one or multiple countries, ultimately their own country, wherever they're from, or the one that they're living in, like the USA, and just rooting, or just rooting for a player. And I'll get into certain players that people or countries are rooting for, but like, it was just so damn cool. Like, I don't even, cool is not the word, it's just like, just the one I'm picking, but like, it is not the word that describes everything. It's just so damn, like, damn, like, it's hard to find, like, the exact word I'm looking for, but, like, It was just so damn cool seeing all these fans of these countries cheering for these players that they probably don't even know. And now I'm going to go into one thing going into a country, Mexico. Let's talk about Mexico. Like, and then talking about a particular player. Randy Arozarena, like, that dude was a living highlight reel throughout the whole tournament series. Throughout everything what he was doing, down to the boots, to the sombrero, to the crossing the arms, hat down celebration that he was doing. Like, now, because Mexico was putting up a fight, like, they had a team that they can get behind. And when you have a team that you can get behind, that's one thing. But then you have a player that you're genuinely rooting for, that you can get behind because of his, like, the charisma that he's doing, or the celebrations, or just the way that he's actually playing, which Randy Arozarena was doing every single one of those things. It gets fans hyped up. Like, Randy Arozarena will be a household name now. He already was in the baseball world, you know, back to 2020 and 2021 and things like that. But he will be a household name now in Mexico, and that's huge. Like, that Shohei Ohtani, like, Japanese players are household names in Japan. That's a given. But, like, now you can say that Randy Arozarena, because of the story that he had to go through to personally, like, DM the president of Mexico to be like, hey, I want to play for your country and make me a citizen. Okay. And then you got the Mexico president freaking tweeting about him. And now he will be a household name now. Mexico fans will buy his jerseys. They're going to probably go to the Tampa Bay, maybe, I don't know. Ugh. But either way, they're going to go see him play. Like, they're going to be wearing it. You're going to see it now. Where this season, or in the coming seasons leading up to the next World Baseball Classic 2026, you're going to see many fans wearing different jerseys of players. When they're playing on a major league team, you're going to see them wearing their jersey of the country that they play for. You will see Freddie Freeman jerseys at Dodger games of a Canada jersey. You will see them. You will see Mookie Betts' USA jersey at a Dodger game. You will see Alex Verdugo's jersey at a Red Sox game as Mexico, in a Mexico jersey. Like, you're going to see all that. You're going to see all these dudes. You're going to see Acuna fans wearing a Venezuela jersey. Like, same thing with Altuve in Houston. Like, you're going to see all that shit. And that is just so damn, it's so damn cool. Like, I can't find the perfect word, but, like, I don't know how hard it is to, like, have fans, like, agree to this shit, but it's like, fuck. Like, baseball is the greatest sport. It is biased. I don't care, but it is true. I will fight anybody, verbally and physically, that cheer for all these other sports. I will die on this hill that baseball is the greatest sport. I don't care. I'm open to being in a verbal argument with somebody who favors football or who favors basketball. I can go on for hours with them if they choose to, and I will hold my ground because of shit like this that happened in the World Baseball Classic. This is crazy. And then, speaking on Mexico, like, enough on that stuff. Like, speaking on Mexico, they put up a fight. They beat all odds. I don't think anybody had Mexico being in the semifinals. Everyone thought it was probably going to be Japan and the DR in the semifinals. Probably nobody had them in the quarterfinals, and everyone had the DR. But, of course, they got knocked out, and they weren't even part of it, which kind of sucks. But Mexico really beat all odds, and they were really a good team. Like, they had a great pitching staff, great players. None of their losses were big losses, which they only lost twice, mind you. They lost their first game, and then they lost against Japan. So they only lost twice, and none of those losses were big losses. Like, Japan, of course, won on a walk-off two-run double to center, but they had it. Like, every single loss was a good loss. It wasn't like USA losing to Mexico, which is 11-5. That's horrible. but each loss was, it was a good loss, and each win was a well-deserved win. I'm giving Mexico a lot of credit for this World Baseball Classic because they had a squad of players that were kind of like, everyone was saying they're the dark horse team, blah, 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 but they had some players that were ultimately kind of like, if you didn't know who they were, now you do. Like if you didn't really care for Rowdy Tellez, now you do. Joey Meneses, now you do. Like those guys, Randy Arozarena, if you didn't really care for him, the fact that he's with Tampa, now you do. Like, that's the impact that a lot of, like, this is going to have on these type of players and the fans that follow them. Like, if you don't know a lot of these players on some of these teams, you will now. And then going into Japan, like, it's the same thing. If you don't know, like, Roki Sasaki, like, he's, what, 21 years old or 22 years old. He won't be able to see the majors until about 5-6 years. But you already know who he is because he shoved against Mexico. Granted, gave up the 3-run bomb. But you know who he is, throwing freaking 101, 100, 102 to these guys when he's throwing the ball with rosin coming out of that ball because he went to the rosin bag like 50 damn times each at bat, which is crazy. But you know who these players are now. It's crazy. Like, I will up and say, like, World Baseball Classic is what baseball needed. Like, these games were meaningful. Like, they meant everything to these players. Otherwise, you can't fake jumping out of the dugout after a home run, after a grand slam, after a strikeout, like, celebrating the way that they did. You can't fake that shit. Like, you can't. So, these were meaningful games, not just to the players, like, not even just to the fans, but the whole countries themselves, like, especially the Latin countries. They give a shit when it comes to representing their country for whatever sport. Like, soccer, they show out. Baseball, they're gonna show out. Granted, shit, you put in a football team for these countries, they're gonna show out. Like, they just show out. USA did, but I won't lie, when it comes to showing up for your country, Latin countries do it the best. That's just a fact. Not just like these ones, but like even for soccer, like Brazil shows out, Portugal shows out, Argentina shows out. Like, these countries just show out for representing the countries. And that's ultimately what this whole World Baseball Classic was, just showing up for your country, representing, chanting your country, buying the jersey, and just cheering for them when they're scoring, when they're winning, or even when they're losing. Like, this whole shit was just crazy. It was so damn cool. It was amazing. And, like, it was just awesome. And then, next thing I want to kind of get into is the Japan-Mexico game, which I'm going to nitpick a little bit. I'm not going to go over it fucking play by play, hell no. But I already talked about that game a little bit, that loss was a good loss. But Japan walking it off the way they did, Ohtani leadoff double in the right center, Masataka Yoshida walking, and then pinch runner with some kid who looked like he was fucking 18, which almost caught up to Ohtani when they're running, like, and then I probably should have written down their names or that guy who they call the Japanese Babe Ruth, but that hit into left center for off the wall for a 2-run, ultimately walking it off. But like think about it, like that whole game, even though Mexico lost, Japan won, and it was drama, homer, like nitpicking. That game was perfect. Like, it was a great, perfect score. Like, it had the perfect outcome without knowing the outcome, if that makes sense. Like, if Japan was going to win, of course it was going to be a walk-off. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's so hard. Like, it wouldn't have made that much of an impact if Japan had the lead and they're closing it against Mexico in the top of the ninth. Like, it just wouldn't have felt the same, because then it would have been like, oh, well, Japan's undefeated anyways, and Mexico put up a fight, all right. But no, it was like, no, Mexico had the edge the whole time, and three-run bomb, and then Masataka Yoshida, three-run bomb, tie game. Now you're in the moment where you're on the edge of your seat, like, holy fucking shit. Like, now we're getting into it. And then it happens in a walk-off fashion. Like, and I tweeted it. I tweeted it and I called it. I was like, I'm seeing a walk-off for Team Japan. And it ultimately happened. Like, that game was so perfect. The pitching, it was great. They had great pitching. Hitters just got pitches. And then great hitting. Like Japan was hitting very, very well. Grant, like, they kept hitting it to Randy or Rosarena, which, like, don't hit it to that dude. He's going to catch everything. Then the home run robbery. Holy if that game had everything that you could want in a baseball game, especially one with high stakes as this one, where it was like a ticket to the championship. That game had fucking everything. Like, walk-off win, home run robbery, three-run bomb for a huge lead early, and then a three-run bomb to tie the game, and then little singles here and then when, oh shit, now he's tagging up, and then things like that, and then lead-off double, walk-off two-run double to center. Like, when off the bat, you're like, oh shit, that might be gone, but nope, off the wall, and then the guy comes in sliding into home, does a whole 180, 360 turn, they're celebrating, and then Mexico walks off the field. Like, that game had everything. It was perfect outcome without knowing the outcome of that game. That game was just beyond perfect. That game was amazing. I honestly wish I could have been in the stadium, in the ballpark for that game, because that game was just amazing, amazing, amazing. Everyone's going to be looking at that highlights for that game for a very, very long time. Same thing with the USA-Venezuela game with Trey Turner's go-ahead Grand Slam. Because that, and then everyone's bringing up the numbers. Like, I'm not going to lie and say these numbers kind of don't do anything for me, because they, honestly, they don't. They do. I'm glad the numbers are there for people who doubt baseball, that people aren't watching. No, they are watching. Like, the Korea-Japan game, over 62 million people watching. And now with this USA-Japan game, we're probably not going to know the viewership till like days later. I don't know how early viewers come out or anything like that, but that the numbers speak for themselves. I know football gets more views. I know that. I know the Super Bowl gets over 90 million views like in the past 10 years. I know that. But it is the Super Bowl, and it is driven with ads and the Super Bowl halftime show. And it's very well marketed. I will say that. Baseball is not marketed that well. All it is just players. And the high stakes of a game. Like, you can't really market baseball the way you can football. But yet, people are tuning in to this shit. So, it's kind of like math doesn't add up a little bit. But numbers speak for themselves. I'm glad they do. I don't need to say anything about it, because I know everyone's looking at it. So, it doesn't faze me. But I know it fazes everybody else who does doubt baseball. And that makes me happy, personally. It makes me happy. I don't got to show you the numbers when you already know the numbers, kind of little thing going on like that. But all in all, like, another thing that I wanted to talk about, aside the games aside, MLB teams should care a lot more than just posting a repost of MLB on Fox or the World Baseball Classic Twitter IG page. Like, they need to care more, because these players are representing their country, yes, but they're representing your team also. Like Alex Verdugo, Jaron Duran, Masataka Yoshida, I'm bringing up Red Sox players, like, they're representing this team. and they're over there showing out. Alex Verdugo hit a go-ahead, hit the for the go-ahead run in Mexico versus Japan. Yeah, they lost, but he's the one that did it. And then you have Jaron Duran playing, you know, pinch running, stealing bases. And then you got Masataka Yoshida hitting the bomb, the three-run bomb to tie the game. Why wouldn't Red Sox executives be hyped up that our guys, that they're going to end up playing for us this season, they're gonna jump up our jersey prices because these guys are going to want them. Mexico fans in Mexico are going to be ordering our jerseys of these guys now. Like, and Japan fans are going to be ordering Yoshida jerseys when he's in Boston. Like, how could you not root for that shit? Anybody who's Japan or Japanese living in Boston is going to want to go see Yoshida because they saw what he did in the World Baseball Classic. Like, how could you not root for that shit? And that goes for anybody, any team out there that has players. Yeah, some of them got hurt. Shit happens. You can't blame the WBC for that shit. They're bringing up the Edwin Diaz thing, the Jose Altuve thing. Like, I get it. I know. But you can't blame that for that because it could happen to anybody. It could happen anywhere. Arenado getting hit. He was playing today. He was fine. He was playing. He got a hit, made some plays at third today. He got hit in the hand. He was fine. So, I don't know. Fans, they got this whole... I will say very, very, very few fans. Like, 100 baseball fans or World Baseball Classic fans, there's like maybe five or six of them are going to have a problem with it when it comes to like these quote-unquote injuries because of the World Baseball Classic and meaningless games. Shut up. Like, these games mean a lot, all right? Like, not just to the countries, to the players. Like, they've ultimately openly said it. I don't know. I don't think they're just saying it just to say it or to be vanilla about it. No. They mean some shit. Injuries happen. Okay? Look at Tyler... What's his name? Who's that guy from the Mets that just went back? Was it Tyler O'Neill? No. Fuck. Who the hell was it? Brandon Nimmo. I think it was Brandon Nimmo. He got hurt the first day back from spring training. He got hurt. So you can't say that, oh, it was a World Baseball Classic. No, after he was done with the WBC, went back to spring training, and then got hurt, like, the first or second day back. So it's not the World Baseball Classic's fault. So fuck out of here with that shit. Like, it can happen to anybody. It's not the World Baseball Classic's fault, okay? These players know what they're doing. They're covered by insurance. Yeah, I know there's certain teams out there and players have said it that they don't let their players. And I think that's bullshit. Like, players shouldn't have to listen to their teams. Like, they're the employer, quote unquote. They're my employer. They pay my checks. They sign my checks, whatever. But I want to go represent my country, whichever country it is, whether it's USA, Venezuela, Japan, Mexico, whatever. I'm going to represent. I don't care what you say. If I get hurt, it is on me, but I'm covered. Yeah, all right. Maybe I will watch a little bit of what I'm going to do, but hey, the ones who that really are more prone to injury when it comes to this type of player are the pitchers. Like, it really is are the pitchers. Like, anyway, MLB teams should care about this shit. It drives up attendance. It drives up ticket sales, jersey sales, hat sales, any kind of memorabilia when your players are doing well in these tournaments, sales. It drives up everything. Then you're going to be like, these fans are going to be going to these Major League Baseball ballparks, seeing these players, buying their jerseys, like, hey, I remember seeing him on Team Japan, Team Mexico, Venezuela, Cuba, Puerto Rico, USA, whatever, Canada, and I remember seeing him play, and now I'm seeing him in an MLB ballpark, and he's still doing the same thing. That's what fans want. That's what you would want as an MLB team. That's what I would want. So, MLB teams should care more about the players than it, no matter what. Like, just like I said before, like, Mexico fans in Mexico, they're going to be buying Randy Rosarena jerseys, whether it be a Mexico jersey or a Tampa Bay Ray jersey. They're going to be buying those jerseys. I guarantee it. Like, I know they are, because that's just how much they got. They have love for him now. They got love for that dude. He's a household name now in Mexico. They're going to love that dude. Next thing. Probably final thing I'll talk about this episode. But, oh man, watched the World Baseball Class A Championship game. USA versus Mexico. Merrill Kelly started off. He was fine to start. Got into some trouble. I think he gave up a run. Gave up a home run to tie the game. To the guy that actually hit the walk off game winner against Mexico. Fuck, I forgot his name. But of course, Trey Turner going yard again in the second. In the second. And what a game! What a game! Really close, tight game. So here's like the thing that I got. So I know a lot of people are going to say, well, the bats went cold for USA. Well, the bats were kind of cold for Japan as well. All the runs came via a home run, except I think one. Yeah, because there was a home run by Turner, home run by Schwarber, the home run to tie the game at 1-1, and then the home run for the go-ahead run to make it 3-1, and then Schwarber hit a home run to make it 3-2. Yeah. So a lot of it pretty much came by home run. There was a lot of walks. There's tons of walks in this game. Very few actual meaningful hits, I will say, because not a lot of hits produced RBIs. It was all via home run. So, and then pitching was great. Pitching held everybody to a 3-2 score. Like, you can't say that pitching was bad, because it was good. Kyle Freeland gave up one home run that ultimately, was it a home run? I think it was a home run. Yeah, pretty much everything, all of them came a home run. He gave up one to left center. He pitched great. I believe he pitched a little over three innings, only gave up one bomb. Aaron Loop did good, didn't give up a run. And who else pitched? David Bednar, I believe. I think he gave up one home run. But he's just our home run things. Like, that's all it is. It wasn't like hit after hit, walk after walk, and then, oh, leadoff double, double again. It was none of that stuff. It was a great fucking game. Like, it was a great game. So, either way, I thought both teams played very, very well. The way it ended, which, I mean, you can't write this shit. If they did, okay, you can't write this shit for the outcome, but if someone did, it would be easy to write, I guess. Be like the, like what I'm trying to say. But Mike Trout being the final out of the World Baseball Classic championship game, playing for Team USA and getting struck out on a full count on a nasty slider by Shohei Ohtani, his teammate for the Angels, playing and closing the game for Team Japan. That is crazy. That is crazy. First thing I will openly say, if Mexico made it, I think we would have beat Mexico, to be honest. Even though we only scored two runs, I think we would have beat Mexico. I'll say that now. But anyway, ending for that just couldn't have been more perfect, poetic, like, give the fans what they want type thing. But like, holy shit. Like, and I will say, like, Ohtani striking out Trout the way he was looking, maybe he had to zone it out, or it was because of the pregame speech that he said. Like, saying something along the lines of, like, we know we admire these guys, but forget about them for one day and let's go win, something like that. I don't know. The way he struck him out looked a little personal to me, but, oh, shit. But anyway, the way it ended, everything about it was just beyond what everyone could have imagined, wish could happen, and it did. We got the matchup of the century of this generation. I said it already a couple episodes ago. We're living in a golden era of baseball, man. Like, we're in an era where there's just talent throughout the board with names that are just more household names now. Like, we had Ken Griffey, Andy Pettit as coaches. Like, I don't know, man. Like, oh, shit. Like, we're just in the golden era of baseball. And if baseball fans can't see that, I don't know what to tell you. I honestly don't. Because we're spoiled, man. We are spoiled. We are really, really, really spoiled. Because, like, not only did we have to go through, like, the 2020 shit, we still got a season. It was short, but we still got one. So be happy for that. 2021 comes. We had a little bit of a weird season where like it was like 25% crowds and shit like that. So, but we still got a season. Atlanta won the World Series. 2022 comes back to a regular season. And then, like, we had the 700 from Pujols, the 63 from Judge, like, or the 62 from Judge, sorry. And we had the World Baseball Classic qualifiers, like, toward the end of the season. Then we had the World Baseball Classic to start 2023. Before the fucking season starts, we got this full of highlights. We have highlights for days that we can watch before the World Baseball Classic. And now, when the baseball season starts, is what I'm going to get into now, is... now, there's going to be so many people talking about that. Like, remember what he did in the World Baseball Classic. Remember what Otani did, Randy Rosarena, Trey Turner. Like, these guys. Like, remember what they did during that World Baseball Classic run? And then we're getting it again in 2026. And Mike Trout already saying that he's back. Who knows what that lineup is going to look like? But we're so spoiled. Baseball fans are so lucky that we got the lineup or the whole roster for USA that we got. We're so damn lucky for getting every single one of those guys. I don't think all of them will be the same. Maybe in 2026 we'll get Trout. Maybe we'll get Harper. Maybe we'll finally get Judge. Like, I don't know, some new shortstop. Maybe Bregman will jump in at third. Like, who knows? Maybe the next squad will be maybe a little bit better or just as good as this one. And who knows? Maybe we might go back to the championship and win. But baseball fans are spoiled. Like, what an amazing World Baseball Classic. I was so glad and lucky that I got to see a couple of games out in Phoenix and to see this team USA and see these guys. Great World Baseball Classic, but now opening day is coming up for MLB in about, 9 days, 10 days or something like that. I'm ready for opening day. We're getting things ready for the Albuquerque Isotopes coming in. Players will be coming in next week. That's going to be good to see. I love baseball. I hope you love baseball. I do. I hope you do. I hope everyone does, but... baseball is the best. Baseball is king. And now, I don't know what else, but let's get ready for opening day. Now, like, the World Baseball Classic has set a bar so damn high that I don't even think the World Series will reach now. It's going to be a thing. Like, World Series is going to be here in October, and everyone's going to say, oh, this doesn't match the World Baseball Classic. Well, yeah, because every single one of those games on the tournament play was a game 7. Like, you can't compare it. Like, you can't. Like, Yeah, like they had more views because it was different. It was higher stakes. You're representing a country. You're playing with players you don't normally play with. Like, of course it's different. Like, I know everyone's going to bring up the difference and things like that. So, but that's a given. And it just appreciate that we're in the golden era of baseball. We're probably never going to be this lucky in a span of 6 years ever again. At least I don't think so. Like, so many milestones are getting hit. We're probably going to have to wait another 40, 50 years for them to happen. I'm going to be like fucking 70 years old or something like that. Almost fucking 80. But baseball fans are spoiled, and we were spoiled. We have been getting spoiled for this shit. Like, I don't know. But I'm ready for opening day, for 2023 opening day for MLB season. I'm ready. I know all the baseball fans are ready. Let's get this spring training. Let's get it done. Let's see pitchers and let's just see everybody report to the ballparks. Like, I'm ready for opening day already. I'm ready. And I don't know. I'm just ready for this shit. I fucking love baseball. But anyway, thank you to everybody listening. Thank you to listening. Like, share, wherever you're listening, things like that. Share with anybody. And let everyone know. Like, hey, if you didn't watch this World Baseball Classic, you missed out. And if you did watch it, shit. I know you had a great time. I know I did. But again, thank you everyone listening. Thank you to Believe Podcast Network. Stay watching, stay collecting, and I will catch you guys in the next one.